your source for timeless natural health talk. HRNradio.com.
And Daryl Gaines. Hi, Daryl.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm great. It's nice to be in the same city with you, finally.
Oh.
I'm permanently back in Los Angeles.
Say that again?
I said I'm permanently back in Los Angeles.
Yes, it's great.
It's, so exciting to be home. Although it was a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, but I have to ask you a question. I know you bike everywhere. Do you bike from the Wilshire area to Malibu?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
I do it 3-4 times a week.
So how long does that take you?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
No way. That's what it takes in a car.
Well, you know, you on the bike, I wave to all of those beautiful BMWs and Mercedes. They just sit there in the PCH, surrounded and enclosed in metal. And I have the freedom of the road, the sun, the water. I mean, if I could bottle it, for me, it's $1 billion.
There that's amazing.
A high. And experiencing, you know, everything around you on the bike, it's a very different experience, biking. And
right.
For me, as far as energy goes, I'm like a guppy in water. I don't, it's not a stretch for me. And I've never said I'm tired. It's a blessing.
That really is a blessing.
Yeah, and I love, you know, just getting out there in the water, my fellow water sign. I know you're a Scorpio. I'm a Cancer, and we love the water.
Yeah.
I love the water, and I have to be near it at least 4 times a week. It's very healing.
It's interesting. I certainly don't know how to bike, and I could never do that. I could never do what you do. But I do swim every day, which is great.
Yeah. Your post on social media when you you know, post about your swimming, first of all, it's very inspiring, but also being a water sign, and then with your rising in Gemini, and when you look at the charts of many, many swimmers, either by sun sign or by ascendant or Mercury in Gemini, because remember, each sun sign, each planet has a body part that it rules. And Gemini rules, of course, the arms and the lungs.
Hence,
when you look at Mark Spitz's chart, you look at Mark Phelps' chart, Esther Williams' chart, you'll see a huge element of Gemini in the charts, whether they be Geminis or they have Mercury in Gemini or their ascendant is Gemini, because it's the arms, the lungs. Hence, a lot of singers also have that element, and writers, the use of the hand. Frank Rich, the critic for the New York Times, Gemini. Pauline Kael from The New Yorker. The lungs, being a singer, and Patti LaBelle, Judy Garland, a lot of critics have it, the use of the hands and communication. So that said, you are a great swimmer, and your chart speaks volumes for it, of course.
Well, let us dive into the world.
Yes, the world. I'm pretty excited.
I'm taking notes today.
It's always exciting, you know, as above, so below. This is a thrilling time. We're coming to the end of this calendar year. Can you believe it, Sally? It's 2016, and just a few more weeks.
No, I can't believe it.
It's been a great year for you. You've been very busy.
Yeah, I can't complain.
I'm thrilled. I saw a trailer for your new film, Buddy Solitaire. It is going to be a smash.
Oh, I hope so. We have to first get it into the festivals and then, you know, pick up a distributor.
Yeah. Don't even worry. That's a foregone conclusion. But getting right into what's going on, December, of course, the main events are the new moon, the full moon this month, which is going to be quite exciting. That new moon was on the 11th of December, and because the sun right now is in Sagittarius, when the moon joins that, that's what creates a new moon, and that'll happen on December 11th. And when we get into the sun signs, Sally, I'll talk about for each individual sign how that will affect them, but we want to remember the key words to Sagittarius, and since we'll be getting a double dose of it, when we look at how that new moon, and a new moon is a very, very marked time. It's a wonderful time. Sagittarius, of course, is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter, for lack of a better word, is luck. It's abundance. So where you find Jupiter, you find excess, you find luck, you find a little too much overreaching, but definitely positive, positive. It's an energy full of confidence and optimism. So we're going to pinpoint the areas that Sagittarius governs in each of the sun signs' house when we get to that. Also, at the end of the month, we're going to have a full moon in Cancer.
When's
and that?
That
happens because the moon will be 180 degrees away from the sun. And on the 26th, which
wait,
is...
Wait, I want to write December 26th?
Yes, December 26th. December 24th is Christmas, of course. But the day after, we will have a full moon with the sun in Capricorn. And 180 degrees away will be the moon. And, you know, opposites are a lot about the same. And I know sometimes we are afraid of the opposition, but actually our only opposition is ourselves. And oppositions are very powerful, and they're very fortuitous. They're very auspicious. They're very, very lucky lunar cycles, in my humble opinion, because we have a wonderful, positive opportunity to get those areas of security and home in place.
Well, know, that's Capricorn. Good, because Christmas can be a bummer if you don't have kids around you and, you know, family and all that.
Well, it exists, and we go somewhere where we can be of assistance.
No,
others.
I know, but I'm thinking worldwide, you know?
Worldwide, yes. Yes. But, you know, the positive energy that we will choose to embrace will bring some of that light to those who have a little darkness at this time. And just us being aware of it, although it is a challenge, although it is sad, but our awareness, and one step at a time as we try to do better, that light will shine on others who don't have it, I believe. And, you know, as I always say, astrology is best served as awareness. And once we're aware, we do better, right?
Right.
And as Uranus, the planet that rules astrology, because it's all about awareness, will be moving forward at the end of the month. So our heightened level of awareness will increase. So I know that it is sad that so many people suffer, but we have the responsibility to do whatever we can to let a little more light shine. You know, one step, you know, is a big step. I didn't mean to cut you off. But
no. He knows.
Additionally, you know, I'm thrilled about the month of December. As of Thursday, Venus will move into Scorpio.
Wow, there I am.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite positions for Venus, because it basically, in my best George Gershwin, is you are ancient my baby. If we're in a relationship, whether it's platonic or non-platonic, we can have clarity. We can also embrace the tremendous amount of passion, desire, attraction, powerful attraction. The only challenge, of course, is balance. end up dealing, being too obsessed. But Venus in Scorpio is very, very powerful. It's very intense. It's very passionate. It's very sensual. Just think of you, Sally. Your son is in Scorpio, right?
Right.
But I believe your Venus is in Sag.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the famous people that were born with Venus in Scorpio, you know, Denzel Washington, Leo DiCaprio, Jodie Foster, Joaquin Phoenix, Steven Spielberg, Hugh Jackman, Hillary Clinton, and Matt Damon, all born. And all of those mentioned, either in their work or in their private life, have displayed that Plutonian passion on screen or on the political stage. It's black or white, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like Hugh Jackman is a Libra, Matt Damon's a Libra, but the Venus in Scorpio is a wonderful combination, and it brings that level of talent even higher. You know, Denzel Washington, the Capricorn, his rising is Libra and his Venus is in Scorpio. That's a fantastic, fantastic balance of energy. That you see that in his work. Jodie Foster and, of course, Leo DiCaprio, like you, have sun in Scorpio. So that double dose of Scorpio in their charts is clearly shown in their work. And Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Hillary Clinton, of course, is very passionate with her beliefs and her desire politically to, you know, push ahead, and you can see that. You can see that in her eyes. She's very, very heavy Scorpio.
Wow. Cool.
So we're going to be blessed with that energy. As of Thursday, Venus will be in Scorpio all of December. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the upside, the positive side, and, you know, 90% of it is positive. We just have to, the challenge, of course, is not to become obsessed and not to get stuck. But I feel that the new moon on the 11th and also the full moon on the 25th.
Are you saying Christmas Day?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Christmas Day. The full moon is on the 25th.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Christmas is the 25th.
Yeah.
So that shall be interesting.
Huh.
What are your thoughts to have it on Christmas, a full moon?
I think that's exciting.
So do I.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the world has been pretty shaky. I'm not dismayed by the unfortunate tragic events recently, because it's a part of, you know, with Pluto being in Capricorn and Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, relationship that's happening in the sky. We're moving along. We're moving along, and more than ever, these events are making us aware, and I believe we're becoming better for it. Of course, I don't want to sound as if I'm new aging or being delusional over a challenging situation. But in the end, throughout the history of our lives, of humanity, the challenges, but once we get out of them, we always be, you know, we become better people. And I believe that as a country, as a world, and as this country is the leader of the free world, we are better than ever. The energy right now, of course, is very polarizing. But I'm very, very optimistic, and I feel very positive that it's simply being this intense so that we're going to reach even higher. We've come so far since the age of Aquarius began, since we dealt with Uranus Pluto. We've come so far. You know, just less than 90 years ago, women didn't have the right to vote. We had such segregation just 30, 40 years ago in this country. Our sense of equality, not special interest, but equality, has never been better. So I tend to look more on the positive side, that through the challenges, through the moments of tragedy, we always come out with a better skin. We come out better. So for me, that's very positive. You know, you can see in your profession as a woman how things have gotten much, much better for women in this town. It's still not there, but as you know, it's, you know, last week the New York Times did a story, this week the LA Times. It's been hammering away at the unfairness and inequality with women in film. So this is all based on what's happening above. And I know that we can, me included, you know, you look at these headlines, and it's very, very easy to get caught up in a negative spin. But if you step back and you really, really listen and see how things have played out, and you see how much better things are. We've never been more educated. We've never been more technologically advanced. Women have never had more power. It's still bad. Certain groups of people, as we struggle with these issues of race, it's still better than it was 40 years ago when it slapped us in the face and we knew we had to change. And change has come. Now we're just looking at it to do better. So I am not the one to think and say the good old days.
Can I ask a question? Astrologically, what was going on during the Paris attacks?
Well, we had the Saturn-Neptune. We also had a very heavy lunar issue going on. Uranus, at that degree, was affecting France's chart and Belgium, by the way. It's not over, of course, but that's not to say the energy is with evil. In fact, the authorities now know a lot more, so that will protect us all. So I feel that although it's a trying situation, it's not over. It could have been far worse. A lot of things were uncovered that have helped us. A lot of things that were secret, that were in shadows based on the planetary activity, have now been clear. So, you know, offensively, we're in a great, great place.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were your feelings? What were your feelings during that?
It was very sad.
Yes, it was very sad. I was absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
But it not only happened in Paris. It happened in Turkey. It happened in Tunisia. It's happening in Mali. And the more it happens, the more we become aware we can't do this anymore. And the polarization that exists, we're just fleshing it all out. It's troubling. Of course it's troubling. But on the positive side, we've got some powerful planetary energy that represents restructuring and becoming aware. It's very, very strong. And, you know, 2015, Sally, for a big chunk of it, it felt a lot like a holding pattern. I remember when I was on your show earlier in the year, and my eyebrow sort of went up because I had never seen so many planets retrograde. Of course, we talk about Mercury retrograde because it's almost in the layman's glossary now. That's great. But we had almost six planets at one time going backwards. This has been a fantastic year, but it's also been the year where we've had to pause. where we've had to sit with some unpleasant and inconvenient truths. So I believe that 2016, we're gonna move forward in such a positive way. So I'm really looking forward to next year.
Oh, good. Good, good. We're going to take a short break now, and we'll be back with Daryl Games.
Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland. We've been talking with Daryl Games. And do we start the Sun Times now?
I just had two more pieces that I wanted to share with your listeners. You know, Mars also for all of this month will be in Libra. In fact, it doesn't leave until the first week in January. You know, some of the old timers, some astrologers find, and I don't believe in this personally, in good and bad, but they feel that Mars in Libra is a challenged place. I like it because Mars is aggressive energy, and in Libra there is the air of decorum, of charm, diplomacy. And when you look at some of the people that were born with Mars in Libra, I find it to be a very positive thing. You know, Nelson Mandela had it. Abe Lincoln had it. Bill Clinton has it, who was, even though he's a Leo and a Taurus moon, Mr. Clinton really personified the Libra vibe, not only with his rising, but his Mars being in Libra. He's sort of, and I say this jokingly, he's the kind of guy that could say, "Hey, Karlov, let's have lunch," you know, to look at your enemy and still put a smile on your face. So I happen to like Mars in Libra, even though, you know, old-timers and those who sort of see astrology in a different way, I see it as a very, very positive planetary energy, especially when we're dealing with our anger, because it allows us to step back, to breathe, and to really look at both sides of the issue. That said, Mars in its natural place in Aries, I also celebrate its belief that you must break the egg to make the omelet. Action must be taken. So the only downside to Mars in Libra, of course, is the passive-aggressive behavior. But I don't see that to overshadow the more positive aspects of diplomacy and charm. Oh, by the way, the new Pope, Pope Francis, was born with Mars in Libra. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
And he has been one of the most successful popes, I guess, in my lifetime.
Right.
Or would you say?
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
And he really, really has displayed his natal, you know, promise of expressing himself with diplomacy. Wow. So we have that, you know.
Uh-huh. So if I have Mars in Aries, I'm in good shape?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and I see it on a personal level, speak personally, but I know you have no problem speaking about your chart, right? I feel, you know, and I say this all the time, you a textbook on putting old wives' tales to bed when it comes to astrology 101. You know, and that's my issue with only dealing with sun signs. I mean, you know, Sally Kirkland's Scorpio. But no, Sally Kirkland is all 12 signs. And when you look at your chart, you really see that. I mean, you see the intensity of a great actress, a great believer in truth and right or wrong and being moral. You also see the ability to speak and to be a fish out of water, to have that electric, magnetic, you know, energy with that blazing ascendant in Gemini, and having Uranus sitting right there along with Saturn, which makes you one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Oh.
And then, of course, that Mars moon. Daryl, I wanted it yesterday. But We all have something, Sally.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But that Mars moon, it actually is a wonderful, wonderful blessing, too. Because the power that you display on screen is unlike any other. Very few actresses have, actors, whether male or female, have what you have. And when I look at your chart and study your chart, it's like when I started studying astrology many, many years ago, it was the charts of great people where you would look at their work or look at their life, and it all makes sense. Rather it be Richard Nixon, rather it be Muhammad Ali, rather it be Babe Ruth, rather it be Dwight Eisenhower, it's always as above, so below. And it all makes sense. And my hope with astrology as we move forward is that we can help the children, especially at a very young age, before they begin the cycles of life, those very specific cycles. Where is their Mars cycle? Where is their Saturn cycle? I really strongly suggest to your listeners, if they're parents, to have your child's chart done. It's not about predicting your child's future. Astrology would never, ever take away autonomy. Life is to be led with free will. But awareness is everything. And once we understand, who we are, and as a parent, understanding some of those things that you may be having problems with, then you can work with them. But the beauty of astrology is it cuts to the chase. So I suggest parents, I suggest therapists. You know, I mean, why go to a therapist for 15 years when in an hour you could diagnose the issue and then the skill of a trained therapist helped correct them with the knowledge? Because with astrology, it really is about what lies beneath. And that's, you know, astrology stands right next to psychotherapy. It just cuts to the chase, and then the skill of the trained analyst or therapist, you know, when you put that together, then we have a really, really, really lucky influence in leading a life of free will. But first we have to, you know, have awareness, and that's what astrology does. And just one last thing before we go. I would like for your listeners to take advantage of a week of putting our thinking caps on. You know, Mercury, the planet of the mind, and Uranus, the planet of genius, are in harmony. The next couple
of days. Are you talking about right now this week?
Yeah. So that is, talk about luck. It's a wonderful, wonderful meeting. So, you know, the mind is a very powerful thing, and to have our thinking caps on, to really hold on to those flashes of inspiration. So if you can, many will be inspired. There'll be flashes of thoughts, of ideas. Write it down. Don't let it pass, regardless of your sun sign. The next couple of days, a blessing of great mental power. So, that said, we can, I guess, start the sun sign. Do you have any questions before
No, I took a lot of notes.
I'm sorry?
I took a lot of notes.
Oh, you took a lot of notes. Yeah, you know, that Mercury Uranus is great for you, specifically, if I may say so, especially with Uranus sitting on your ascendant. And it is in harmony right now with what's going on in the sky. So if you can, Sally, in your chart, perhaps a few phone calls, perhaps a few returned emails regarding any projects that appear to be languishing.
Well, what's going on Tuesday night? Because that's a very powerful night for me.
Yes, and you know you're gonna shine.
Good. Okay, well, we're going to have another short break, and we will be back with Daryl Gaines.
What makes us different? You. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland back with Daryl Gaines, and are we going to do sun signs?
Yes, we'll start with Aries. Aries, especially around the 11th, you want to take advantage of that lunation, that moment when the moon and the sun join together in Sagittarius. Where you find Sag, you find confidence. It will be happening in your ninth house. So, if you have any desire for continuing education in 2016, you might want to start thinking about it, whether it be credited or unaccredited. It's all about higher learning. That's what this new moon is about. Even if at work, if you need to take a course for a better position, please think about it, Aries. The full moon on the 25th is positive in many ways because you have an opportunity to bring an issue at home to bed. It's about exposing the issue and putting it to bed. There's no neglecting. There's no ambivalence. It'll be very, very clear. It's time to get your home in order because 2016 Aries is going to be a big year for you. It's going to be a big year for all of the signs. But Aries, with Uranus moving forward in your first, it's time to go places you never dreamed possible of. Any questions about Aries, Sally?
Time to go physically or mentally or all of it?
All of the above. Of course, we're thinking more physically and mentally, bringing more autonomy into your life. Aries' challenge is not so much following the rules, but being told what to do. So it's time for Aries to carve out a more autonomous lifestyle. And
what does that word mean?
Autonomy?
Yeah.
Freedom. But
okay.
You do know, Sally, the problem, or not the problem, the challenge with the energy of Aries, with the energy of Aquarius, with the energy of Leo, even Scorpio, these are very, and Capricorn, Cancer, these are very, very self signs, meaning they're not really followers, they're leaders, and we're all still human. However, if you want the freedom that you desire, you still have to commit. So that means that the Aries wants to look over in the mirror at the opposite, which is Libra, and bring balance. Yes, freedom is my security, but I know that I have to be committed too, and it's quite possible. That's one of the big challenges in 2016 for Aries, to get that very basic principle that we're never free until we truly commit to something. That doesn't mean dependency. Does that make sense, Sally?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So next up is Taurus. Taurus is having a lot of energy in December. I was about to say November. We're done with November. A lot of energy and planning through paperwork, especially towards the end of the month with that full moon. Taurus wants to have all of 2015's paperwork in order. Additionally, there will be issues all month with joint finances. So get your money together, your shared money, get any issues with inheritance, with taxes, any paperwork that ultimately goes right to your finance. Get that straightened out. December is an excellent, excellent month to take care of all of that. Next up, Gemini.
Hold on, I've got to write notes on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Gemini. New moon. It's happening in your solar seventh house. It's about relationships. It's about beginnings of a new relationship, whether it be business, whether it be romantic. Also, with Venus in the sixth, it's quite possible that you might meet someone through work or end a relationship that is taking place at work. But the big, most important note that I have for Gemini and Gemini rising is to get your personal relationships together. Make sure, don't waste your time. Make sure that you're not wasting your time, that is. There was one other thought I had. You're also dealing at the end of the month because that full moon is happening in your second solar house. You'll be dealing with issues of money. So, you know, you've got 3 weeks to put a financial issue to bed. You don't want to start the calendar year with it lingering. The blessing of the 25th is to get a specific money issue taken care of and close the door on it. Up next, Cancer. Hey, did you get that, Sally?
Yeah, I'm writing it.
Okay. Next up, Cancer. Issues of work, the beginning of the month, first couple of weeks, especially with that new moon on the 11th happening in your sixth house. Your concerns want to be with work. They want to be with your health. They want to make sure that you're not using the excuse of the holiday. Cancers can look at ice cream and gain weight. This is not the holiday season to be playing around. You are blessed with a higher consciousness to do better. That's what that new moon is providing you. Respect it. The full moon that's happening in your first house, it's sort of a coming out party. It's sort of you saying 2016 is going to be my year. You know, we've all, I believe, 2015, I don't want to describe it as a bad year. I would describe it as an out of focus year, as if we've all been in a holding pattern. So, Cancer, you have the energy and the skill set now to move along. But take care of your health and start that now. It's not about a New Year's resolution. If you were thinking about doing that, start it now, because it'll work better now. Don't wait till January 1st. As I say for all of the sun signs, January 1st doesn't work because there's no energy behind it 90% of the time. And there's no, you know, energy to allow that a beginning, especially this year. You want to look at the lunar cycles if you're ever looking to start a diet or stop smoking. January 1st is never the date for any sun sign. I believe we're going to...
We're
going to
have a short break, and we'll be back with Daryl Gaines.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland back with Daryl Gaines. And where are we now, Daryl?
We are at Leo. And around that new moon... on the 11th, Leos want to start looking at creative projects. They want to take care of any issues or starting if there's issues with their children and where they're going to go to school next semester or next year. That's a good week to make it happen. Also, around the end of the month, or right prior to it, prior to Christmas, if Leos could have a few days of meditation, of bringing fire inside and bringing calm, that's the way you want to start the calendar year. Next up, Virgo. Virgos, around the 11th, they want to take care of issues at home, because that new moon is happening in their solar fourth house. So whether it be real estate or issues with the family, take care of it. You have a wonderful opportunity the week of the 11th. Now, around the 25th, another wonderful opportunity to reach out to acquaintances, to perhaps, if you are in business, use social media and call up and depend on the kindness of a stranger. That's Virgo towards the end of the month. And that will help set off a very fortuitous 2016. That full moon, because it will be happening in Virgo's 11th house, the house of hopes, wishes, and dreams. Up next, Libra. Libra has a wonderful, wonderful opportunity around that new moon on the 11th to send out a note, a letter, an email that they've been holding on to. That's the time to do it. It can work wonders for you. Especially since the 25th will bring an ending with issues of career and work. And that doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Endings are beginnings. But for sure, Libra, you'll be experiencing powerful, powerful energies on the career and work front. Next up, Scorpio. Scorpio, around that new moon, once again.
That's the 11th, right?
Yes. This is not an invitation to let grass grow in between your toes, but there's the need to pause, to collect oneself, to meditate. Come the end of the month, with that full moon in Cancer on the 25th, really, really in harmony with you, giving you wonderful opportunities, not only with on the career front, but also, I believe, in moving about more freely. And that will bring a lot more freedom for you in 2016. And also, if you want to teach a little more, if you're a teacher, there will be some great opportunities in 2016 for you. If you want to go back to school, there will be some great opportunities for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sag. Sag, it really is your new year. That new moon on the 11th, happening in your first house. You know, now is the time for you to begin. Don't wait for January 1st. You more than anyone, Sag. That full moon, which will be happening in your ninth, just take care with any issues that you have with court cases, perhaps, or disputes. Not to induce paranoia, but the full moon has you settling a lot of unpleasant issues. That's a good thing. Time to close the door on those. Next up, Capricorn, right?
Right.
Capricorn. Capricorn, very, very good time for Capricorns to take care of home and career. Very, very important. All month, home and career is the main event. And we're running out of time, so I want to get to Aquarius. Up next, Aquarius, Just one second. Aquarius, we have... Aquarius is... Sorry, we're the problem when we run out of time, Sally. Aquarius is an excellent time to also deal with issues of real estate and repair of the home, but also to start thinking about new ways to do business, opening that black book up, calling old acquaintances, especially if you have some ideas, some plans for not only changing or restructuring some of your jobs or jobs that you may have, but starting completely afresh, completely new. And finally, Pisces. The 11th, that week, 10th, 11th, 12th, take care of a work situation, a career situation. You may be starting a job, you may be ending a job. And then towards the end of the month, with a lot of positive, harmonious energy, you're going to enter 2016 with clear eyes, so much that you're going to want to put sunglasses on. I'm really thrilled for Pisces. 2016 is really your year. So let the full moon on the 25th give you that extra bolt of lightning and never look back. Because come mid-March, it will be abundantly clear if you follow through, you're on the right track.